Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. And if there's one rule our travel expert Matthew Brumley adheres to, it's this. Always talk to the locals. They are the best guides for food, culture, and what to see and do while you visit. We're about to meet a cab driver in Sicily named Marco Gudorf. He's from Indiana originally, but he's lived in Sicily for 25 years. We're listening in as Marco takes Matthew and his family to the airport.
How did an American man from Indiana end up in Sicilia?
Well, let's say, Matthew, when I was in high school, I read the book by Mario Puzo, The Sicilian. Okay, so I've always had this fantasy about Sicily. So then I joined the military. While I was in the military going through security forces, they come out with a list and they said they needed two Marines in Sigonella, Sicily. So I told them to put my name down. So I came to Sicily for 2 years and then everything changed from there. I met my beautiful wife, got married, and that was the beginning of my future.
How many years have you been here, Marco?
Since September of 92. What's that, 25 years almost?
Wow. Yeah. And so what's the thing you like most about being here?
Just about everything. I like the people. The people are really nice. The food is wonderful. The weather is good. But I like the feeling that you get all over the islands, no matter where you go, the feeling of family. There's always family. The family is very important.
Okay, and what's your favorite Sicilian dish?
I like black ink pasta. The ink, squid ink made with the spaghetti, which is basically just a tomato base. And then they put the black ink into it. It's fantastic.
And who would who makes the best black ink pasta? Would it be perhaps your mother-in-law?
No.
Or your wife?
No, my wife doesn't like it, so at home I make it myself.
You live in Giardina Naxos, right? And you were just mentioning this is the oldest
colony
for the Greeks, right?
That's right. The Greeks first came here in 755 BC, before Christ. They said that the first settlers came from the island of Naxos. That's where it gets its name. So as they were anchored offshore, looking inland, they saw all of the trees, flowers, everything in bloom, so they called it the Gardens of Naxos, Giardini Naxos.
So Sicily was really just a melting pot. I mean, we always say America is the original melting pot, but that's not really true, is it?
No. I would say Sicily more is, because it's the largest island in the Mediterranean, so it's been attacked by every known army in history, I would say. That's why if you go to the side of Palermo even, you have people that look like me, blonde hair and blue eyes, but they're normal Sicilians. You've had the Byzantines, the Spanish, the Greeks, the Romans, you know, everybody's been here.
So let's say you had friends flying into Sicily and they wanted to see the top sites of Sicily. They had a week or two. What are your favorite 3 to 5 places that you like to show people when they arrive in southern Italy here in Sicily?
Okay, first of all, I would say you need at least 10 days. I would say fly into Palermo, spend at least 2 full days in Palermo visiting Palermo because it's beautiful. Next place to go would be, of course, Agrigento. Not spending the night, okay? From there up to Piazza Marina, 10,000 square feet of floor mosaics, down to Siracusa, of course making your last stop in Taormina, 3-4 days in Taormina, and you have to take a day trip to the volcano, the largest active volcano in Europe, called Mount Etna. If you leave Sicily and you didn't visit Mount Etna, it's like you're leaving and you've missed something. Now we're at the airport, so let's go, and arrivederci and goodbye.
Okay, ciao Marco, grazie.
That was cab driver Marco Gudorf talking with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley in Sicily. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org.